Women's Voices for the Earth has been working on getting toxic chemicals out of household products that we're exposed to every day. We've worked on cosmetics and makeup. We've looked at cleaning products. And the decision to go into feminine care products came for several reasons. One, these are products that are marketed exclusively to women and used exclusively by women, so there's a disproportionate impact there. Secondly, we're seeing a lot of the same chemicals that we're worried about in other cosmetics are in these products as well. And third, they're used on such a sensitive and absorptive part of our body that we're really concerned about that route of exposure to the chemicals that we found in these products. And then fourth is sort of what you mentioned, you know, no one's really talking about this issue, and we don't think that these products are getting the oversight that they need to make sure that they're safe for women's health.
And by products, you're not just talking about tampons and pads.
That's right. The feminine care products kind of universe that we're talking about in the report, it includes tampons and pads, but also products like douche, feminine sprays and other deodorants, feminine wash, anti-itch creams, that sort of all of those products that women use.
And this is a $3 billion industry, your report says.
Yes, it is. It has been very much created, possibly creating, you know, solving problems that women didn't know they had, you know, and it is a big industry for sure.
One of the startling things in the study is pointing out that many, if not most, of these products are not, quote, medically necessary. They're really cosmetic in terms of what they do.
Exactly. There's no, certainly no medical authorities saying, you know, this is how you need to clean this area of your body, or that you even need to clean this area of your body with some sort of external product. So they've kind of, you know, fabricated or created this potential problem that women think they have about this sort of messy area of their body that needs to be cleaned, and really there's no medical need to have these products.
But unlikely, Alex, that women would stop using tampons and pads.
That's right, exactly. That is certainly, you know, there is a need every month to take care of that, so... But, you know, we've looked at various alternatives there, too. But we're very concerned because, yeah, women aren't going to give up their tampons and pads, and we want to make sure that those products are certainly safe to use.
The study found that there are various toxic chemicals, some of them carcinogenic, in these products, but at low levels. Mm-hmm. But the point of the study is that even at these low levels, it could be dangerous because of where these products are used, and a part of the body that you mentioned is very sensitive and very absorbent.
Exactly. There have been studies looking at tampons, for example. They found very low levels of dioxins and furans, which are extremely toxic chemicals that come from the fact that these products are chlorine bleached or have been. And they say, oh, well, you know, you get levels higher than that from your food. So you're already getting exposure to these chemicals in different ways. This is, you know, a negligible impact. But, of course, you know, tampons are inserted in your body. They're in there for hours at a time. It's a really unique route of exposure. And there's very little research on the impact of toxic chemicals on this tissue of your body and what those particularly cancer-causing chemicals might be doing. And we think that needs much greater scrutiny to assure the safety of these products.
Another startling point in the study is that these products, if they're regulated at all, they're regulated as either cosmetics or medical devices. And that, in your opinion, is quite inadequate.
It can be very confusing figuring out how these things are regulated. The sort of douche, feminine sprays, washes, those are regulated generally as cosmetics. Some of the anti-itch creams are regulated as over-the-counter drugs, and then tampons and pads, oddly enough, are regulated as medical devices. And one of the problems with that is that medical devices aren't required to disclose their ingredients, similar to the way that cosmetics are required to disclose ingredients. So we don't know what they're using in these tampons and pads. So fragrance tampons, for example, are a real concern because we don't know what chemicals are being added to these products that we use. There have been a number of studies showing various allergic rashes coming from the use of menstrual pads. Well, we don't know what additives are being added, what kind of adhesives, what kind of other chemicals are in there that people might be reacting to. And we think the disclosure of those ingredients is a very important thing.
There is a bill in Congress called the Safe Cosmetics and Personal Care Products Act that I assume would go a long way towards changing that.
Yeah, we definitely support this bill. What it would do is it would give, for one, the Food and Drug Administration greater authority to improve regulation and to improve their oversight of cosmetics. They do have cosmetics in their jurisdiction now. They don't have a lot of resources for it, nor is there a lot of political will to work on it, and this bill would give them more resources to be able to do that. It would also require some safety testing on ingredients that are used in cosmetic products and work towards the phasing out of ingredients that are linked to cancer, that are linked to birth defects, and linked to developmental harm. We think chemicals like that have no place in these products.
Besides the legislation, what in the meantime would your advice to women be about these products?
It's a difficult situation because it's hard to find safe products. Some of the alternatives you can use are, you know, think carefully about your use of feminine care products and see if you can reduce your use. You can maybe eliminate use of some of these products that are really unnecessary to keeping you healthy. We certainly recommend using unscented products where they're available, particularly tampons and pads.
And that's because the fragrance could be more toxic.
We just simply don't. The fragrance ingredients aren't disclosed, and we know from kind of master list of the kind of chemicals that get used in fragrance. There are some carcinogens that might be in fragrance. There are developmental toxins that can be used in fragrance. Certainly loads of different allergens that can cause skin reactions, but you just don't know what's in any particular fragrance product that you use. So looking for unscented is certainly a way to avoid exposure to a number of different chemicals. There are some chlorine-free bleached or unbleached tampons and pads, and you can look for those. And you can also try sort of the, you know, reusable sort of cloth washable pads that can help you avoid some of the exposure as well.
And don't be embarrassed to talk about it. I mean, this is obviously your health, and we need to be able to speak about it.
That's right, exactly. It's a topic that no one wants to talk about. It's, you know, uncomfortable to talk about in polite company, but we do think this needs to be talked about because, you know, the health impacts are real. We need to be solving these problems, and we need to talk about it. So we certainly encourage people to talk with their health care providers about their use of these products and how they may be affecting your health.
We have been speaking with Alexandra Scranton, who's Director of Science and Research for the organization Women's Voices for the Earth. And Women's Voices for the Earth has just come out with a study called Kim Fatale, Potential Health Effects of Toxic Chemicals in Feminine Care Products. Alex, thanks very much. Very informative.
Oh, thanks so much, Allie.